Sports anglers will not be allowed to fish the Kenai River this month due to a poor king salmon run. The closure goes into effect tomorrow, and the ban is expected to extend to other local streams. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
State biologists say the Kenai River early king salmon run is the lowest on record. Only 739 kings have passed Kenai River sonar counters as of June 2nd. Historical averages indicate that more than 3,000 fish should have arrived by now. Soldotna-based Alaska fish and game biologist Robert Begich.
Generally at this stage of the run in early June, we see a few thousand fish have moved into the river. Of the 23 years on record, this is the lowest number of fish we have seen in the river to date. It's a serious and difficult situation for future king salmon production. That's why the fishery was closed.
Biologists say escapement goals cannot be reached this year based on estimates of a 3,800 early king salmon run for the Kenai in 2010. Begich says this year's poor run does not bode well for future king yields on the Kenai.
King salmon returns to the Kenai River are comprised of fish that are mainly 4, 5, 6, and 7 years old. The parent years or the fish that produce this cohort or the fish that are returning now are spread from 2003 through 2006 and 7. And it appears that those years we met or exceeded our escapement goals. And so it's environmental factors that we don't understand and ocean conditions and things that affect survival.
The closure includes catch and release sport fishing and extends to the Moose River. But the implications of the northern Kenai closures are rippling downstream. Carol Kirkfleet, an assistant area manager in Homer, says king fishing with bait will be banned on the Kasiloff River and at the mouth of the Anchor River in anticipation of higher fishing efforts there due to upstream closures. The closures for saltwater fishing around the mouth of the Anchor have been extended from 1 to 2 miles north and south of the Anchor River. The Kenai River is home to the biggest sport fishery in Alaska. Around 400 guides are licensed to work the Kenai. The clients they serve also provide income for local shops and hotels. The poor king runs may extend to the Matanuska Valley's Deshka River, where only 76 kings have passed counters this season. David Rutz, a biologist based in Palmer, says the Deshka will remain open this weekend, but some hard decisions are expected next week.
We're expecting a pretty good run, so we started off the season with no restrictions. But right now, our weir counts are lagging behind quite a bit, and we're projected not to meet the lower end of our escapement goal. And so if at next week we'll be at the 25th percentile of the run, and if we're still projecting not to meet our escapement goal, it's likely that we're going to have some severe restrictions, and that those restrictions could be a complete closure.
The Kenai River Sport King closure goes into effect 1 minute past midnight tonight. Soldotna biologist Begich says there are two king fisheries on the Kenai and that the closure only affects the early king run. The later king run is not affected, and fishing for late kings starts on July 1st. I'm Ellen Lockyer.